Welcome to Daily in the Word.
Striving Together Publications is committed to providing growing Christians and local churches with life-changing resources. For growing Christians, we strive to provide solid Christian books and music that encourages your heart and strengthens your faith. For local churches and spiritual leaders, we're providing sound, biblical Sunday school curriculum, outreach and discipleship materials, church brochures, sermon helps, and a growing list of other tools and resources. If you are a growing Christian or a leader in local church ministry, you simply must visit Striving Together Publications at strivingtogether.com.
So often the Christmas season becomes commercialized and rather overwhelming. For the next few moments, we invite you to join us with Dr. Paul Chappell on Daily in the Word as we turn our hearts towards the Christ of Christmas. Stay with us. So many things are fighting for our attention this time of year. There are family gatherings and church fellowships and time to shop and time to spend with friends. You know, there is one that deserves your utmost attention, your utmost worship. He is the center of it all, the Christ of Christmas. And today on Daily in the Word, we're going to focus on Jesus. He is more than the reason for the season. He is the beginning and the end, God in the flesh, the God-man, the Redeemer, the Heavenly King, sent to be our Savior. Welcome to Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. Today, Dr. Chappell helps us to focus on Christmas. Before we join our message, I want to invite you to visit us at dailyintheword.org. You'll find lots of resources to help you in your spiritual growth, and you'll find out more information about this program and this ministry, dailyintheword.org. Refer a friend to subscribe to the Daily in the Word podcast and daily devotional. You'll enjoy these resources, and so will someone that you love this season. All of it's to be found at dailyintheword.org. The message we're going to begin with as we turn our hearts toward the Christmas season is entitled The Light of Christmas. Here's Paul Chappell.
The first time the word star is mentioned in the Bible, it is mentioned in a prophecy in Numbers 24 and verse 17, which says, "I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob." And if you'll notice in your notes, Numbers 24, 17, it is a capital S. And it says, "And a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Seth." And we see here the word star is in capital letters. We see the word scepter also, because they both refer to the coming of the Messiah. And Jesus Christ is referred to in the Scriptures as the bright and morning star. And so we see God's word utilizing, even in the Old Testament, the truth and the picture of light as depicting the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19 says something similar. It says, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy." By the way, that would be the Bible. It's a more sure word of prophecy. It says, "Whereunto you do well to take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart." You will never have salvation. You will never have Jesus, the light of the world, in your heart until you take heed to the light of the Scriptures. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so the Bible refers to Jesus here as the day star arising in your heart. In Revelation, we see a similar cross-reference. And it says in Revelation 22, 16, "I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root of the offspring of David and the bright and morning star." Now, last Sunday morning, we saw the truth of the Davidic covenant that Jesus promised to David that he would multiply and bless his kingdom upon this earth. And we said that Jesus Christ was born of the house and lineage of David. And here in Revelation 22:16, Jesus says, I am the root of the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. So even as Numbers spoke of Jesus as the star, even as the scriptures of old spoke of Jesus Christ as coming forth from the lineage of David, he himself ascribes to that truth in the book of Revelation and claims to be the fulfillment of that prophecy. Now, there are 256 names in the Bible for the Lord Jesus Christ. Think of that, 256 different names. And I once pondered, why so many ways to describe Jesus? And I believe it's because Jesus is infinitely beyond what we can describe with human tongue. There is no way to adequately describe who Jesus is and what he's done for us, and especially when we think about him at this time of year. You just can't really put it into words. And yet, one of the great ways that he is described is as the star or as the light of the world. And so tonight, let's consider Jesus Christ as the light. In this day when there are so many false religions that speak about light and religious avatars, and they speak about angels, and they speak about crystals, and the New Age emphasis on light. There are many lights, but there is only one true light, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just want you to consider Jesus as the light of the world tonight. If you're taking notes, notice first of all the person of light. The person of light. And that, of course, is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the light. The Bible says in our text tonight in verse 2, saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we are come to worship him. My friend, Jesus Christ is the light. John 8 in verse 12 says, then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Now let's read that together, shall we? These are the words of Jesus Christ. Ready to begin. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me, but shall have the light of life. So Jesus says, I am the light of the world. We recognize tonight that Jesus is the light of the world. Now, there are times in the Bible, for example, when we read in the book of Revelation about the seven candlesticks, and we know that those seven candlesticks are referring to the preachers or the pastors of the churches of Asia Minor. And we see that in the early churches of the seven churches of Asia Minor. And we recognize that all of us can carry the light. All of us as witnesses carry the light. And the Bible says we're to let our light so shine. But hey, tonight, we know that we're not the light. Amen? Jesus is the light. He's the light of the world. And the wise men were not seeking to worship the star. They were not seeking to worship the angels. They were seeking the true light of Christmas, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 27 and verse 1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Hey, listen tonight. If you're saved, and if you're walking with a clear conscience before God, and if the light of the world is in you, and Jesus is illuminating your way, whom shall you fear? If God be for you, who can be against you? You say, but Pastor, you don't know what I'm facing. You don't know what people have said and what people have done. And I know this is a mean, cold world at times, but I'm simply saying that if Jesus is your light and your salvation, you have a tremendous power at your disposal. I'm not talking about the Force, Luke Skywalker. I'm talking about the light of the world, Jesus Christ. I'm so glad I have a Savior tonight who loves me and encourages me. Yesterday afternoon, I was doing a radio interview for a radio station in Ohio that plays our broadcast, Truth for Today. And we shared the gospel, and they asked about the church here and so forth. And it was a fine interview, maybe about 30 or 40 minutes. And at the end of the interview, the radio disc jockey said, now we're going to play a song right now for you, Pastor Chapel, that we hope will be a blessing to you. Earlier in the broadcast, they asked for a favorite request, and I requested O Holy Night, and they played that in between some of the questioning. And they said, now we're going to play a favorite for you. And they played at the end of the broadcast yesterday the song by Dr. Curtis Hudson, I'm on the Winning Side. And they played it from the last time he sang it in North Carolina. And I couldn't help but sit there at my desk with the phone to my ear and begin to weep to think about the fact that truly in Jesus Christ, we're always on the winning side. And thank God for the fact that, as the psalmist said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And if Jesus is in your heart, my friend, you are on the winning side. Jesus is the light. Not only is he the light in terms of salvation, but Jesus is the light of the world. He's the spiritual light of the world. Now, notice in your notes, please, and in fact, let's just turn for a moment to the Gospel of John, if you have your Bible. John chapter 1 and verse 6. I love this portion of Scripture, and it speaks, of course, about John the Baptist, and I've always liked his last name. But more than that, I want you to see in John chapter 1 and verse 6 what the Bible says about John's responsibility. It says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. And again, we don't worship men. But here the Bible says there was a man sent from God. What was John's responsibility? His responsibility was to prepare the way of the Lord. His responsibility was to point men and women to Jesus Christ. We can't deny the fact that God wants to use us to point other people to Jesus Christ. And so it says there was a man sent from God whose name was John. But watch this now. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. You see, tonight, Jesus Christ is the light that we want to lift up. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. Jesus Christ died on the cross for the sins of this world. And John the Baptist came, and the Bible says that that he was a man who shone brightly for God. In fact, the Scripture says that he was a bright and a burning light, but he was not the light. Jesus Christ was the light. Now, I hope that as you get closer to Jesus, that your light will be illuminated, that your life will have a glow and a testimony. But it's not of us. It's of the Lord himself, for he is the light of the world. So the person of light is our Savior today. And how we thank God that we're not walking in darkness, but that when we receive Jesus as our Savior, we are walking in the light. And that brings us to this second thought tonight, the pathway of light, the pathway of the light. Now, I want you to look back at Matthew 2 for a moment and notice what it says in verses 4 through 6, verses 4 through 6 of Matthew chapter 2. It says, and when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. Most of you know the historical background. Herod was very jealous. Herod had a tremendous hatred for Jesus. He wanted to snuff out the life of this threat to him. And by the way, Jesus is always a threat to a self-centered man. Jesus is always a threat to someone who wants to be his own king. And Herod did not want another king in existence. The Bible says in verse 5, and they said unto him in Bethlehem and in of Judea, for thus it was written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people. Now I want you to take note of something here in verse number 5. The Bible says they said he would be in Bethlehem, and here's the key phrase, for thus it is written by the prophet. So here's the question tonight. What was guiding the Magi? Was it the star? Yes, but it was more than the star. It was the Word of God. And I get worried about Christians who get all emotional about their experiences and their visions and get all excited about signs and wonders. Because the fact of the matter is that the Bible was their true guide. And the Bible should be our guide. The Bible should be what we follow day and night. Now here's what it says in verse 5. For thus it was written by the prophet. You see, the Magi, they were students of the Bible. And the Bible had predicted that Jesus would be born. The Bible had predicted that he would be born, according to Micah 5:2, in Bethlehem. And so when Herod said, well, where would this king be? Where is this Messiah? Where is this king? They knew immediately to say Bethlehem. not simply because of a star, but because of the Word of God. And you see, we need to put our confidence in the Word of God, not in a church, not in a priest, not in man's word, but in the Word of God. You see, the Bible will light our path. The Bible will illuminate our way. Now look at that brief verse there in your notes there under letter B, the Bible will light our path. And the verse is Psalm 119, verse 105. And it says this, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Now one of my favorite times with the men of our church is when we go up to the men and boys camp out and spend a few days up near Sequoia there. And when it starts to get dark in those mountains, it really gets dark. And you don't really want to walk to the next campground unless you're walking with someone that has a flashlight or a lantern of some kind, because you're going to trip and fall nearly every time. You're going to find yourself on the ground. There are too many impediments on the ground, too many rocks, too many pine cones, too many roots sticking up. And so it is with life. There are so many ways to get tripped up in this life. There are so few people who seem to finish the Christian life. There are so few people who go their Christian lifetime without falling and falling and falling again. And thank God if you've fallen and gotten back up, thank God for that. But what I'm simply saying tonight is, how many of you recognize that a lot of those falls could be avoided if we'd get the light out and follow the light? Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So Jesus is the person of light. And when He is in my heart as my Savior, and when His Word goes before me as my guide, then there is an illuminated pathway. And I'm simply saying tonight, you can trust the Word of God. You can follow the Word of God. Teenagers can know that the Bible will set their path straight. And moms and dads can know that the Bible will give them guidance in their life. Oh, how I thank God. Day after day, as I read the Bible for my own personal devotions, and I'm not talking about getting a sermon ready, I mean just reading the Bible to find nourishment for my soul, that God sets my direction for that day through His Word. And this is what He wants to do for all of us. He wants to set the direction for us day by day. And so we see the pathway of light comes from the Word of God. Then notice thirdly tonight, the people of light. The people of the light. Now the people of the light are the saved. They are the saved. And when we think of the people of the light, these are people who in their lifetime have received Jesus Christ, and they have within them the light of the world. Acts 26:18 says this, the Apostle Paul prayed this for those without Christ. He said, "To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light." Now listen, when someone becomes a Christian, they are turned from darkness to light. Now, I want you school parents to hear that tonight. I want you to ponder that for a moment. And I don't want you just to have the kids in for tuition discount, but not have a heart for God's Word or for a pastor that's trying to help you tonight. Because I want to try to help you here. Okay? And if you don't want that help, then don't play the game. Let's get here to get help tonight. And you're not going to get help unless, first of all, the Lord Jesus is your Savior. And secondly, unless you're walking in that pathway of light. And the truth of the matter is tonight that Jesus loves you and that Jesus died for your sin. And Paul said, "Lord, open up their eyes and turn them from darkness to light." Notice what else it says. "And from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me." Now, God forgives our sins based on the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Notice 2 Corinthians 4:4 in your notes there. It says, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not." How many of you have ever witnessed to somebody, and I mean it's as though the shade was pulled down? How many of you are amazed that you can go through the Christmas season, which is all about the coming of Messiah? It's all about joy to the world, the Lord has come. It's all about what Jesus has done for us. And we contemplate that, and we even hear the songs of it in the malls. And then you try to talk to someone about the Lord, and they immediately dismiss it. You know why? Here's why. 2 Corinthians 4:4. "The God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the glorious light of the gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now, don't let the devil pull the shade on you tonight. If you're here without Jesus as your Savior, don't let the devil tell you this isn't important. If you were to die tonight and you're not sure that heaven would be your home, then I want you to know something, friend. Jesus Christ came and was born in the manger so that as one who was conceived of the Holy Spirit, he might then live a perfectly sinless life, die on the cross, and shed his blood for your sin and for my sin so that we might hundreds and even thousands of years later receive him as our Savior and have his light shed abroad in our hearts. And so two things that we must do tonight. First, we must seek the Savior. We must seek the Savior. Verse 2 says, saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. And I pray tonight that you're here to seek the Savior. I pray that your desire day in and day out is to draw closer to the Lord and that you might be more like him because of your time in God's house. Secondly, we need to see Jesus as the Lord. We need not only to seek his face tonight, but we need to see Jesus as the Lord. Let's not merely focus on the babe in the manger. Let's realize that he now, tonight, is seated at the right hand of God, the Heavenly Father. And Jesus Christ is our Lord tonight. Now, Herod wanted to kill the Lord. And the Bible speaks of this in the passage tonight. Verse 3, when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And there are people like that in this world today who hate Christianity and who hate the Jews and who literally have hatred in their heart for the Lord. But you see, these wise men, they wanted to seek him and they wanted to know him. Now turn in your Bible, if you would, to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 for a moment. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 5. You've seen the bumper sticker undoubtedly, but how true it is. Wise men still seek him. And the truth of the matter is that they seek Jesus Christ as their Lord. Now listen to what Paul says to the church of Thessalonica, 1 Thessalonians 5, 5, as we study this subject tonight of light and being children of the light. Verse 5, ye are the children of, what's it say? And children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. If you're here tonight as a Christian, and you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, then the admonition of Scripture is, you're a child of the light, now walk as a child of the light. Don't find yourself walking as someone of the night. And we see so oftentimes in this day, there seems to be two extremes in Christianity. There seems to be the extreme of legalism and the extreme of license. On one side, we see those who find themselves thinking that because they keep certain rules and traditions, they are holier than thou, and sometimes diffusing the powerful principle of God's grace. Listen, none of us are holier than thou. The only reason we're holy or set apart is because of the grace of God. So there are those who try to create something that is of themselves. Then there's the issue of license. These are ones who take the principle of grace to such an extreme that they want to live however they want to live, and they want to take the license issue to an extreme. And what happens is, many times, though they're professing Christians, they begin to walk in darkness. They begin to live just like an unsaved person lives because they have abused the teaching and doctrine of grace.
You've been listening to Daily in the Word and the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. And from the entire staff at Daily in the Word and Lancaster Baptist Church and West Coast Baptist College, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Christ-centered New Year. We sure hope that this season you'll truly make Jesus Christ the center of your Christmas and the center of your life. Before we close today's program, I invite you to consider the question, have you trusted Christ as your personal Savior? We heard about that in this morning's message, and friend, it's as simple as making a faith decision to once and for all let go of whatever you're trusting for eternal salvation and to trust Christ alone. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Friend, you could call right now. You could bow your head and heart, and in the privacy of your own life, invite Jesus Christ into your life as your one and only Savior once and for all. It's a simple decision, but it's a great decision. As you enjoy a busy but memory-filled holiday season, I want to encourage you to visit us at dailyintheword.org and click on the link to the bookstore. You'll find not only some great resources to strengthen your own walk with Christ, you'll find a lot of wonderful gift ideas, books and resources for spiritual growth, the kinds of gifts that are Christ-centered, that are biblical, that will help those you love to strengthen their own faith over the Christmas season and well into the new year. All of these resources are found at dailyintheword.org. Once again, dailyintheword.org, and click on the link that says bookstore. Friend, you can contact us here at Daily in the Word. We love to hear from our listeners. You can call us toll-free at 1-800-201-7748. Once again, 1-800-201-7748. Or you can write to us at 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Thanks so much for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word. And until next time, have a great day.